and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Thursday edition. Today's date is the 20th day of December, Thursday, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here for this live edition of the French Connections programming. We are still working the bugs out of our streaming, as you heard yesterday, and I'm still working through my feelings of disgust with my ex-partner, discovering each day new things that I've been victimized with by this guy, like losing some of the most important interviews I've done. And, you know, he's the sickness that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm still discovering things that he did, and boy, does it really get under my skin to think that that he would have thrown out all those files on me. And a lot of them I haven't received back yet. I'm still waiting for a couple of full CDs that come in to hopefully get back the ones that we've lost. You listeners have been extremely helpful in providing those files. Very important stuff. Fortunately, they did exist in your archives, and appreciate that very much. Some of the ones that I really were at pains to find were the beginning, the first Ennis ones that I did, and of course the Halliday ones were important, and not because he was outing Zionism as much as he was explaining the ineptitude and unwillingness of the United Nations to actually help people. And I thought that was probably one of the most important lessons I've been able to show you, is that organization that he worked for was impotent in the face of helping people. And in fact, if you listen closely, he says they were complicit in all of the things that were going on in the Iraq theater. And you know, this is a guy that spent 27 years in that organization, and he quit in disgust. So, you know, a couple of my files from the Bishop of Jerusalem gone. A couple of the ones that I did, Barry Turner, some of his were gone. Ralph Nader gone. Felicity Arbuthnot, some of her, and Felicity always was good for telling you the emotional side of some of these events, some of the things that happened in Iraq when she was there and what she witnessed and saw and the people she knew, and always able to put a human face on her stories. Those were wiped out, lots of them. Why would somebody do that? Well, there's only a few reasons why I can think of they would do that intentionally and then not tell me. So, you know, I'm going to leave it up to your imagination. But the very idea of that guy doing that to me makes my blood boil. And I apologize if I, as we say in France, pété le plomb. When someone pété le plomb, they flip out a little bit. And I guess that's how I feel every time I think of this Judas, this backstabber. It's unbelievable that kind of stuff is still visiting us. And those files, like I said, were very important to me. But I digress. Let's move on to something else here. The attempt by Mr. Rivero to get traction in his slandering of me recently, when I brought out the fact that Mr. Ron Paul's associations are right in the PNAC agenda camp. Now, we're talking, first they tried to say that his associations with these people were actually in the beginning of the 80s. Lie. Liar. People lying about that. They were up into the mid-90s, his direct association with these people. Does it mean that Ron Paul is the author of PNAC? Absolutely not. But, man, you know, if you're hanging around with George Bush and co., there's reasons to be suspicious of you, especially since you come from Texas. And, you know, all you Texans out there listening, you know, look, your state is a hotbed for this crap. So take a look around you and tell me if you shouldn't be feeling that way about what's going on in your own state. I mean, the place is just full of the Tom DeLays of the world. And about half of your congressional group to Washington is from the Zionist Jewish bent. And you've got another large group of them that are these, you know, teleport me up to heaven Jesus groups, which is really Zionist controlled as well. So, you know, this isn't an affront to you individually if you're a Texan. It is it is more of an observation from the rest of the country saying, wait a minute, why is this the seat of their criminal power? Why is Texas always keep showing up as their home base? Well, it has a lot to do with using drug and oil money to have initially and originally launched their crime wave on us, and they set up their infrastructure in Texas. And they're still running the stuff out of there. I mean, they've got, you know, of course, Zionism goes everywhere. They're in Miami and New York and Chicago and L.A., and they've got their henchmen working out of Los Angeles. And, of course, your local criminal, Alex Jones, is always out there talking to his Zionist Jewish contacts in Los Angeles and promoting these Corey Rowe and the rest of these crooks. Goes on and on. But the fact of the matter is that Ron Paul's solutions and his identification of the criminals has been 0%. He has not. See, if you go back to the beginning when George Bush first ran for president and play the videos that he ran during his campaign, he talked about the idea of nation building being a terrible idea, that our involvement in foreign affairs and foreign things of other countries was a mistake, that we should be concentrating on our home first and take care of Americans first. And there is an eerie similarity to what the George Bush Republican put out there and what this present guy is putting out as well. Now, of course, Ron Paul has gone a little further and talked about the Federal Reserve being a problem and this and that. But I think that the controllers want the Fed to sink. I think that the system that they have raped, pillaged, and plundered is on the verge of collapsing under its own weight. And they want to make sure that the system that follows it, their new introduced gold-backed system, is firmly in their hands. Thus, Mr. Ron Paul steps up with his book on gold, written by a PNAC partner. Bizarre, that. And I've always thought in order to stop the flow of the negative flow of America into the abyss has always been contingent upon our ability to identify and then remove from our lives the people who have been doing this to us, especially the leadership of this group. And he will not do that. He will not identify the people involved in 9/11. He won't do it. He won't identify the people who got us into the war. He won't do it. You know, to go out there with superlatives and generalizations and say, we are on the wrong path and it's the so-and-sos that did it. It's they. It's them. It's not actual people. Why isn't he saying Henry Kissinger needs to be arrested first immediately? Why isn't he saying that Rahm Emanuel is part of a Jewish conspiracy run out of Israel at the behest of criminal Jewish bankers in Europe and America? Why isn't he having anything to say about the Scaife people out of Texas and the Pat Robertsons of the world and what they've done to us in actual fact? Why isn't he talking about these spies that were stealing our secrets out of Israel and actually saying who they worked for? Not just them, but who they worked for. The Abe Foxmans of the world. Why isn't he identifying APEC and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith as a spy organization and then outing the information that everyone is becoming aware of as fact? Why isn't he saying that? See, because his method is never going to unseat these people. It's basically going to be a bait-and-switch kind of thing where these people are still working in control of everything. And just like Georgie Bush did, the junior, you know, yeah, we shouldn't be in foreign places. Yeah, we should be worried about America. Yeah, we should – America first, America. It was a crock of nonsense, and none of the people that needed to be told on from the Clinton administration were ever told on. None. And none of them will be told on in this instance by this guy, Ron Paul. And it just started smelling bad to me. Just started smelling bad. And then when I came out with this, the level of virulent attack, instant attack that came out against me. And by the way, And it fell flat on his face, that attack. I urge everybody to go to Mike Rivero's site and read what people, I don't know who wrote it, but people wrote, said, yeah, wait a minute, Rivero, you know, you're the suspicious one here. And why are you taking news that's 5-6 months old? And why are you covering for this guy, Ron Paul? Why aren't you putting the PNAC connection up there and saying, why don't we question this? Why, you know, and so it ended up on this entire site that this hit piece was supposed to destroy me, everybody asking the questions, what's your game, Rivero? What's your game, Huffschmidt? As they should have, because those are the right questions to be asking. You see, and I told you I would try to stay out of embrigalios here and become embroiled in this food fight stuff, but and I really intend to. But I'll tell you something, when you wake up one day and go to your archives and find out 40% of them are missing, and this is an important element in fighting these people, especially when you know how important it has become for the world to see these books that we've got there and these files we've done and the work we've got up here, then you realize that this is a lot more than just some music files being lost. This is important stuff, and I'll tell you something, boy, did it get me hot under the collar. Anyway, and then having this guy, Ron Paul come out and get all this traction when, man, it's easier to sell the American public stuff. Jeez. And everyone says, oh, the press is against him. They're not putting him in any of the polls and blah, blah, blah. They are setting this guy up to be an alternative hero. They're doing all the right things to make him look good in the eyes of the people who are supposed to follow him. They're doing a perfect job, the press. They're making believe they're not going to put him on. They're using these tactics to make him seem like the anti-hero. And it's almost textbook. And, you know, there's a lot to be discovered about this guy, especially for the congressional district he's in and the people that were running scams out of that region of the country. He knew darn well that Tom DeLay was a crook. Did he ever say anything? No. He knew darn well that Abramoff was running scams out for Indian casinos. Why? He was part of the Republican Party that was doing this stuff out of his own state. Of course he knew. You ever say anything? No. Nope. He wouldn't even walk away from that disgusting party. And then when you take a look at libertarianism, somebody pointed out to me, and it's quite right, that libertarianism is a Jewish construct, just like every other type of program in the world. I mean, they invented left-right paradigms. They invented all of this stuff. Now, that doesn't mean the concept of limited government is a Jewish construct, but the Libertarian Party and the Ayn Rands of the world, the Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged and the rest, they're Jewish constructs. You know, this minimalism here where you were not part of the left-right paradigm, but something somewhere in the middle where you have this independent and individual value that I believe is the right take. But then to put that into political terms, you know, the Murray Rothbards of the world from the Mises Institute, all Jewish. And not one of those people have ever outed the criminal gang, that Mises Institute. They haven't told on the 1913 crime and the Jekyll Island crime and the people and the Schiffs, the Loebs, the Kahns, the Goldmans that put that crime together and what they've done since and how they've put it together and how they're trying to reinstitute gold as a new financial structure in the world. And I mean, come on. They're not doing it, and it's part of his game. And so if they're in at the top of this Jewish economic analysis, and they're not telling you how the crimes were done and what where we are today, then it's a bunch of horse pucky, in my view. And of course the fact that Ron Paul is supported by Alex Jones should tell you everything you need to know. Everything. He is the host of the imbeciles is Alex Jones, because anybody who's still following that sack of goo is an idiot. because anybody who doesn't think that that world Zionism and criminal Judaism and judo-fascists are not behind all of these problems in our world, you're stupid. That's all I can tell you. I mean, just plain dumb as a box of rocks. That's it. And it's clear as the nose on your face. But now we get to the next thing. Where are we going with this implosion? What's happening? Well, these infusions of cash that have come in Europe are starting to reduce the value of the euro. Of course, you can't take 5 or 6% cash and shove it to the eurozone without having an effect on it, on the value of the euro. Now, one of the things that this was a credit window. Now, that means the banks had to pony up and take this money in order to make it work. Now, I'm wondering which banks took the money, and I'm wondering which ones have this sum of money, this half a trillion, on their balance sheets now. I mean, this is important information for us to know, especially if you're living here in Europe and it's your bank that did it. You want to know that you're going to run away from them like the plague. They've just destroyed their bottom line. I mean, this is no small shakes, ladies and gentlemen, a half a trillion with a T. And that's just to plug the holes. And that, you have no idea what kind of inflation that's going to generate. It's going to be, it's nightmarish. And all inflation was already through the roof before they did this. Wait till you see the prices in your local grocery store here, you folks in Europe. I mean, it's going to be terrible. It is already bad. I mean, I told you that little story last week where my wife, you know, the one pallet to the next, they deliver the kilos of flour in big pallets, wooden pallets stuffed with these bags of flour. And, man, it went from 34 cents, I believe, or was it 38? Either 34 or 38 cents, all the way up to 54 cents from one delivery to the next. And this stuff sells fast in this place. You know, a lot of people where I live, ladies and gentlemen, are still living the rural lifestyle because there's just no proximity here. You don't buy small amounts when you go to the grocery store. You buy in a single trip because, you know, to go back and forth to the grocery store from where I'm sitting is very difficult. It's far. And then most people grow their own food here because it's too far away and it's, you know, I mean, you take a trip to the grocery store here and then add, you know, $6 or $7 a gallon for gas. Maybe, yes, $7, present prices. $7 a gallon and go back and forth to the grocery store as far as I live from them. You know, you ended up adding $15-$20 on every trip to the grocery store. So you don't do that every day. It's not practical. But anyway, that's just one thing. And we found that the price of corn for chicken feed has doubled in 6 months. Yeah. Even the price of hay for horses has gone up by 30%. Why? Well, because the price of diesel fuel, which the trucks have to drive it to your house, their prices have gone up incredibly, so they have to drive it to you. And we had a very bad summer for growing things. I mean, the hay here was got diseased with a mildew and a fungus, and it rained almost every day, and it was just an awful summer for having a good hay crop. But this is important stuff. If you got freezing cold weather like we've been having where I live, you need to feed your animals. So you got to buy that. So there's a lot of competition for hay, and the prices have gone up by 30%. This is across the board. So you don't think for a minute the farmer that had to feed that hay to his cows or to his beef cattle before slaughter is not going to pass on that price to you. Well, of course he is. He has to, or he won't be in business next year. So what they're feeding into the system on every level is enormous amounts of inflation. And then on top of that, the real part of the failures of these banking conditions haven't stopped. I mean, Muhammad and I discussed how this all happened with you in many times. And basically, it's a question of moral hazard. And I'm going to venture another actual description of moral hazard. It's when somebody is not held liable for the benefits they receive from something. You know, they get the benefit, but they don't have the responsibility. So they're, in that case, they're not displaying a moral hazard toward that relationship. Now, when you take loan packages from one country and sell them in another, you take B-rated, double B, triple B-rated investments, mix them with triple A, and then call the whole package triple A, and then sell them off down the road to another group who can't even identify the original signatories to that loan package. What you've effectively done is destroyed the relationship between the borrower and their requirement to pay. And that's what's happened here. A lot of the money that has gone flying out the door here to buy subprime and buy cars that people didn't have the credit for, or buy housing projects or developments from these big developers or companies that came up to the window and borrowed their rear ends off to just turn around and lose it all in this party they all threw each other, now are in trouble. And nobody can figure out who owes what to who. That's basically it. And these packages have been used as guarantees of other loans. So the guarantee of other loans are now falling apart because the loans that were guaranteed from the other ones have fallen apart, and those other ones are – think of this as a domino hitting the next domino and the next one. You are – and here's the Fed trying to chase the domino implosion, trying to take one out, and it's not working. They take five out, and it's still going down. They're trying to plug the dike, and the water keeps coming through. Why? Because the whole thing was built on a premise that is not viable. End of story. And as it unravels, and it is, and it will, and it's going to be the most horrible event that I can think of financially. I couldn't have come up with a horrible event worse than the one that I see on the horizon. We're all going to be stuck in a mud pit here. We're going to be in big trouble. There's going to be no civilized human being on Earth unscathed by this. And lo and behold, who comes running up with a solution but the Jewish bankers with their gold currency? Ron Paul idea. Yep. You don't think that's true, you better start doing your homework. All I can tell you. And boy, you know, and even Ron Paul not winning the election, as long as the gold idea wins favor, dumping the Federal Reserve as being to blame for all this and then implementing a system that puts the same owners in charge. That's where we are today. Anyway. Can't make this stuff up, as I say all the time. It's just too incredible to even be making up. One of the things that I'm hoping you folks do, more people need to know this stuff, and there's going to come a day, and it probably won't be long in the future, where we start having problems getting the message to you. So we need to make sure that this message goes out far and wide now. There's no time like the present, and I want to thank you folks for sending $5 and stuff. It was actually four donations of €5 and a couple of little larger than that recently, and I thank you very much. It does help. Those toward this bandwidth that we've got here, and we're hoping you can start promoting the idea that we have a stream on Shoutcast. And we'd also like to take – you can take a link and put that on your blog if you've got one or on your site. Put a link to that Shoutcast hookup. Put it on your site. And – Krister is going to try, and I'm going to try and monitor as well, the continuous flow of that stream so that it's always putting, you know, being played everywhere. You know, doing the file sharing and stuff is an effective tool as well. This one is also effective because it's on a constant loop playing all the time, and we've got interesting things coming out all the time. And we've hopefully got those other files coming back soon, and we're going to start playing one or two of those each time in the loop as well. More of the Innes work and the Kay Griggs stuff that's missing, and so forth, and put those in our loop as well, so that there's a constant supply of new information for even you if you've been a regular listener. And we're going to keep doing these live broadcasts. Hopefully, I'm going to get in touch. I haven't contacted him yet, but Andrew Carrington Hitchcock for another installment. I haven't talked to him, so we have a standing relationship with doing another file, and I still got to get in touch with Andrew because, of course, he has to fix a time when it's good for him, and I haven't had a chance to do that. I've been a little bit not feeling well lately, actually. So, and I got to get my energy level up here and try to get in touch with him. But so much more is going on. I mean, and you know what amazes me? This amazes me that they can keep the eggs in the air with the stock market. I can't imagine that people are still investing in that mess. I mean, why would they do that? It's like investing in the biggest loser that there is. But that's how many people out there just don't get it. And how they suppress the price of gold. How they've been able to get away with doing that so long. It's amazing to me. Shocker, in fact, that they can do that. You know, you expect that with the kind of interest there is in the world right now for all of this stuff, that people are going to, invest in gold. But they can't. They can't. I don't know. I don't know, guys. It's scary. Anyway, what we've got now also is pressure going to be applied by the Ron Paul camp. Now, you know, the Kurt Nimmos of the world and the Ninas of the world. And then we got this guy, Hisham Alawi, putting on his front page of his website, a picture of Nina, this blonde girl, with her Israeli T-shirt on, and then they've stuck my head on the front of it, photoshopped it on there. And put me on the front of this website. Now, maybe you guys would want to send this guy a thing saying, what other things have you lied about? What other Photoshop lies have you put on your website, Hisham Alawi? What's the matter with you? I mean, this is just a flat-out fraud, and why would you do that kind of stuff? And what other pictures have you had here? And what other cut and splicing have you done to make other people look bad and lie? What's wrong with this guy? Something ain't right with Hisham Alawi. Something's wrong with him. Clearly, you know, he's worked to promote people like this, the white supremacist groups and all this other stuff, too. I mean, this guy has been out there. Something wrong with him. I don't know what it is, but he's not telling the full story. You know, and the fact that he tells some of the story seems to give him cover. But he compare what you get on the French Connection and the people we've discussed these things with, with you, and then what he says. And you'll find out that there is a huge difference between the two. And, of course, now that has garnered me a fraudulent picture on his website. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Thanks given to Mr. Bolin over there for taking private family pictures and putting them on the Internet. Yeah. Can't make this stuff up if you look at it. It's just astonishing. You know, especially when you know that I'm a guy sitting here in sweatpants up in my loft. I guess it was always going to take a grassroots thing to bring these people down because, you know, this was never going to be dismantled by an elite. And that's one of the reasons why you see all these people flocking to this Ron Paul guy, because somehow they believe that this thing can be dismantled by some politico who tells half-truths. Can't be done. It has to be done with the masses. It has to be done with a groundswell. It has to be done by the world awakening to what has happened to them. And no amount of hope in a single political person, especially when they're just spinning, sugar cane everywhere, just spinning, what do they call it, cotton candy everywhere, fluff. They're just putting fluff everywhere. And not outing any of the bad guys. I mean, you can't stop this stuff if you don't point the finger at who did it. Because you're leaving them there to do more of it. And you're leaving them there to do it again to you. And you can't win this fight if you don't bring the masses with you as an educated group. And as long as that's the case, as long as the Wormsers and the Kagans of the world and the Abramson of the world and the Ladines and the Louders and the Schiffs and Loebs and Kahns and Wormsers and goodness, the list of the Spielbergs and the Walpers and the Coppolas, all of these people of the world that have been helping this crime wave forward itself are outed. Unless they're stopped and told on, we're never going to stop the mess. You know? And then they're henchmen. You know, the people who have given them the kind of cover that they want, the need. This is, it's tough when you know the facts about this stuff and you try your best to, how about this Council for National Policy? Let's talk about some of the people here. You know, Abbotts and Abrams and Abramoff. This is just the A's, and Adkins and Adamson and Aker and Albee and Adson and Aldrich and Allen and Allenson and Anderson and Andrews. How about Dr. John Ackenberg and Philip K. Anschultz and Richard K. Army and Ben Armstrong and how about Dr. Theodore Baer and Cy Bashake, Carol Baker, Dick Baker, Terry Balderson, Patricia Beck, John D. Beckett, Melvin Behite. Yeah, how about this stuff? How about David Bress and William Bright and Floyd Brown and Howard Calloway and James Campaign and Jim Cardin? John DeFore, Thomas DeLay, Richard DeVoe, James DeYoung, Dr. Jerry Falwell. the list, you should go to the site. It's seekgod.ca, but the people from this, what it does here is these are CNP people, Council for National Policy, and boy, is this a who's who of crooks. You should go to this. It's, like I said, www.seekgod.ca, topiccnp.htlm, topiccnp. Now, the list here is frightful. The Gary Norths of the world and the who's the executives? This is about Jack Abramoff. And who are the executives of this? James Miller and Robert Fisher and Dal Selby and Howard Phillips and Riley Hunt, Stuart Epperson, Ann Drexel, Jerome Ladinsky, Grover Nordquist. Amazing stuff. Especially, you know, when you find out that when you go behind these names, these people have actually benefited from the George Bush presidency to the tune of tens and even hundreds of millions of dollars. So they're part of the crime wave. And about 80% or more are Jews that you can identify as being such. And then there's probably another 10% that are crypto. Crypto-Judaism, like Michael Rivero, ladies and gentlemen, he's Jewish. Murano Jew. He's a crypto. Up until recently, he did the Madeleine Albright thing. Oh, I found out I'm Jewish. Isn't that a surprise? Yeah. Big surprise to all of us there, Mike Rivero. You know, and especially when you spin your information in so many directions, nobody ever gets traction on anything from your site. Now, granted, you have pushed the ball forward on some of these stories, but there's the only thing that comes from what you do is a disparate part to this thing. We have need for names and focus here. Focus, not people saying that a jumbo jet hit the Pentagon. You know, this is not what we need right now. We need a focused campaign of stopping these people, not somebody who goes on Alex Jones program and gives this guy a buy when he's getting 50, 60,000 people a day to listen to his crap at 60 radio stations across America. It's not what we need. We need those 60,000 people outing world Zionism right now, Rivero. And that's not what you've done. What you've done instead is hidden the facts about Ron Paul and then tried to slime the guy who put the real truth out there. That's exactly what you've done. And you hid the fact that you were Jewish up until about, about a month and a half, 2 months ago. You were outed as a Murano Jew. Now, does that make him a bad guy? No. But if you couple that with the facts as he puts them out there and his associations, it starts making you scratch your head and say, what's the story here? Especially since he won't forward most of these most important stories that we've been putting out there. You haven't seen him put Archibald Maul Ramsey's book on his site, have you? How about Nesta Webster's information? Is it put on his site? No. Nope. Doesn't have to come from me. You could take it from Carol Valentine's website. We'll take it from anybody. They cut and paste it off of someone else. I put it on as his own work. It doesn't matter. Has he done it? No. Nope. And he won't. Unless he's forced to for credibility reasons, he won't. Because what we've been doing here on the French Connection is connecting the past with the present and giving everybody who takes a look at it a clear view of how this thing started, how it grew, and how it brought us to where we are today. And all you have to do is do a simple read to find that out. And it's right in your face. It's a 1 plus 1 deal, and it never equals 11 on the French Connection. It equals 2, and you can just take a look at it, and it's a simple story. And it doesn't get mired in nonsense. Now, they throw curves at us, at me all the time, trying to get me to respond in an angry way, and I guess yesterday I fell victim to that. You know, I'm only human, and this stuff is stressful stuff, and I got to tell you something, you know, when things as important as this end up getting stopped or slowed by events that are coming from them, these people, it is a painful idea that maybe 1,000 people or 1,500 people in the world, because of this recent loss of files, are not going to hear the right information or not be brought to the right conclusions or not see the depth of research or people that have associated with me over these months and years. They're going to say, this guy doesn't have crap on his site. You know, he's only got about 25 guests he's ever had. Yeah, well, that's not true. And Karen Kwiatkowski's seven or eight interviews with me, there's only one represented on the site. And, I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, he even took off I'm not going to go into that again, but these are the kinds of things that happen to us, and it's a matter of qualitative impression when you're trying to win people over to listen. When people come and see the list of names and how many times they've been willing to come back, the Innes's of the world and the Kwiatkowski's of the world and the Dennis Hallidays of the world, who are willing to come back and discuss the issues again and again with me, is telling you that these people who are outing these crooks in a major way actually trust the French Connection to tell the truth, so much so that they'll come back repeatedly to do it. That's what it's doing. And you lose that perspective. And it's enraging to me to see that kind of stuff actually went. And I got to be held responsible for a little bit of it. I mean, I just see that's one of the things about us here. We human beings that want to see the best in life, trust people. We don't know that there are slimy snakes slithering around us. I'm learning, you know, that this stuff happens to people that, you know, you just have to be on your guard from every corner here because there are dirtbags out there, especially when you give them your confidence and then they stick you. But the game, if we lose it, is too serious. We can't lose this one. What we have to do here is win it hands down. We have to win it with a flow of history that is a wave of history that is just devastating to the other side. They can't stop the wave. The wave is a tsunami of truth that just comes flushing out from every corner, and they can't stop it. That's how this has to generate itself. And that's why Ron Paul is not the man. And that's why he's never going to be the guy. Because he's never going to identify the people we need to put in jail. Never. I'll tell you who they are. Yep. I'll give you the names that of the crime network. Now, is it going to be enough for me to say it? Well, let's hope so. I mean, let's hope enough of you are going to take the next step and put this stuff everywhere, so that the crime network is outed by French Connection listeners and others. It can be done. And take this file and let others hear it. And take the historic files we've got, and the new ones, and the new old ones as we put them back. And the book from Ramsey, and the book from Douglas Reed, and the book from Lease, and the book from I mean, there's so many of them now. And more coming. Dyke's book on Russia. The Russians have been suffering from this stuff forever. And give it out to everybody. Hand it out. Yeah. Anyway, this has turned out to be about 3/4 of an hour rant, which is a lot for just to sit here and talk. I mean, you know, I don't do this from cue cards. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, I could sit here and babble, and I'm not going to do that either. Part of what I'd like to do is motivate you to take the bull by the horns and do some work on your own behalf. We're putting the information out there for you to spread. Do the reading. See if it makes sense to you. See if you can back it in your own mind. See if there's a mistake I've made and you find it. Write me an email and tell me you found an error. I try to correct that kind of stuff. Even perception errors that I might have. I got friends of mine that tell me all the time, you know, Daryl, you know, maybe you lose your temper a little bit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a human, you know. And sometimes I just get so upset with what's happening from awful backstabbing cretins that this is a real deal here. I'm not immune to having feelings, but I do apologize, because the fact is, being measured is part of the success story as well. Being calm about this information so people can actually absorb it and not feel like I'm shoving it down their throat. I don't want that to happen either. This is all part of being successful at giving this legs, this history legs. Go to the forums. Go to the places where this stuff is in need of a good showing, of a good fair hearing. The support around the internet from people who've done their investigation of what I say and have done is clear. You've supported me, and I am grateful for that. I mean, I would have hoped that you would, especially after looking into all the stuff that I say. That's when it becomes clear to you, and then you stand up beside me, which is wonderful. And there have been the $2 and $5 donations that came in, and some larger ones. And I'm grateful for that. Got phone bills to pay. I got that's all coming up this end of this month. I've got and I've got more bandwidth to get a payment to make on that, so we can get this out. But we're not even using what we got, so you got to get the word out that this stream is out there. And if any of you have IT knowledge, start a blog, a website, or find somebody who's willing to put a hookup to the stream up in their website. You know, start streaming this stuff 24/7, and give the people all over the internet the place to go click on to get to it. French Connection. And we'll go up the ranks of this shoutcast all the way up to start competing directly with Jones and the rest. And what'll happen is people will click on us just to hear what we're presenting, and then it's toast for the bad guys, because once they hear the truth, they're going to be shocked, and not only shocked, they're going to rush away from him, because his story doesn't add up and ours does. So that's the history. So I want to clear some of this stuff up. I want to get you, want to feel a little more measured today. I am tired today. I've come down with something. You know, I come in contact with a lot of people through my wife's activities and visiting grocery stores, and she comes home and I get sick. It's lo and behold, I feel a little crappy today. I've had a cold and I feel kind of flu-like, but rest usually fixes that, and good food and lower stress. Another thing. Eat well out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do a show soon on taking care of ourselves. through our diet. I think that's important. And I'm going to talk a little bit about in that programming about things you should probably key into as items you need in your home. And I'll give you one right now. It'll start out with bags of rice. You can pick those up immediately. But I'd like to get an actual organized file together on that that you can use as a tool to make sure you've got the right things for your family. Anyway, enough said for today. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I want you all to care for your families and yourselves and each other, everybody around you. Start telling the truth and care about what it is these people are learning and how they're learning it and what they know about the world. And we'll take the world back from these crooks. Till the next time. Be well. Bye-bye now.